IBM's Watson supercomputer might be the most famous for its appearance on Jeopardy, but that was back in 2011. The platform has come a long way since its game show days and has been updated as part of IBM's new cognitive business initiative. If it's up to IBM, Watson and cognitive computing could have a big impact on the federal government. Ann Altman is the general manager of U.S. federal and government industries at IBM. She joins me now with more on what's new with Watson and how government might be using it. Ann, great to have you on.
Hey, good morning, Tom. It's wonderful to be with you and all of your listeners.
All right, tell us more about cognitive business. IBM is saying this is the third wave of computing, the biggest thing since the System 360, and that's saying a lot.
You know, we're fond of saying digital is not the destination. So when we think of all the things that we've been doing around analytics and mobile and cloud computing, that's really the foundation that's creating the opportunity for cognitive business. And earlier last week at Gartner, our CEO, Ginni Rometty, really introduced this new era of cognitive computing to the world by unveiling the capabilities that we have been developing, starting with Watson, of course, back when it several years back when we played Jeopardy. But the advancements now have been tremendous.
So what can Watson do now that it could not do even when it won Jeopardy?
Well, for one thing, you know, when we started with Watson, it was one system, and we built that specific to learn how to understand the nuances, the metaphors, the similes of working with the game of Jeopardy. Today, we have 28 different cognitive services working in a Watson capability. So I could give you several examples that are near and dear to my heart. I mean, the Veterans Administration is using Watson and its cognitive capabilities as the potential to assist clinicians in treating post-traumatic stress disorder. We actually are working with a service-disabled veteran-owned small business, Book Zerman, about how to apply cognitive and cloud to address the problem of care coordination for our veterans.
Let's talk about the VA example for a moment. Use helping clinicians. What? First of all, Watson is not a thing really so much as a service, correct?
Yes, it's not a, I mean, there isn't just one Watson. Watson, though, the capabilities of Watson can be delivered as a service, or it can be developed uniquely for a specific application or what I would say is a use case. So with Memorial Sloan Kettering, where we worked with them in addressing cancer as an example.
All right. So at VA, it's helping, as you say. And so my understanding is that you load all of the information in a given domain, in this case VA healthcare and clinical data, into Watson. Is that what VA did, and what kind of answers is it asking, and what kind of cognitive ability is it gaining?
Well, in the case of the VA, this is early on, but the intent was to capture a broad set of data around, and remember, Watson can absorb information from a variety of sources across the web, medical journals, medical text, handwritten notes, clinicians' notes, EHRs, etc. So the intent here is that it can take this vast information from all different sources and be able to help develop knowledge and understanding of a specific domain like post-traumatic stress disorder, and then be able to work with clinicians as they define the right path of care for an individual. So this is early on with that use case, but we've demonstrated this with many others as being highly effective in the field of healthcare. But it's not just that, by the way. I mean, you know, we've been working with Watson in an area with the government that's a cross-agency instance where multiple government organizations will use a single Watson platform. And that's very exciting to us because it allows access to through natural language. It allows access to all the capability and knowledge that Watson system has been developing.
So if a user in an agency that is employing Watson wants to find out something or discover something or issue treatment in the case of a physician, whatever the case might be, how does it work as a practical matter? Do they ask a question into a microphone? Or, I mean, it's kind of an old-fashioned notion, you know, the computer spits out an answer. How does it work in daily life?
Yeah, there there are multiple interfaces. I mean, you have a natural language interface, like you and I are talking now. And, of course, you can have enabled interface through your mobile device or platform as you engage with the Watson computer. So it's very exciting. But the point really for where we're headed in this world of cognitive is that heretofore, you know, our focus has been on creating breakthroughs with all the advancements of technology. So, you know, cloud to reduce cost, but now cloud is the platform for which we host and accelerate mobile application development. Mobile as the means to put in the hands of everyone the power of access to and streamlining of performance of applications to do their jobs. And then if you think about analytics, because of the massive amount of data that we're creating through all of these different application environments, the importance of analytics. So this is why we're really focused on how do you benefit in building a cognitive business today. And I can give you just a couple examples, if you'd like, of what I think government agencies could do.
I would like that. Let me just tell people once again who we're speaking with. It's Ann Altman, is the general manager of U.S. Federal and Government Industries at IBM. So, yeah, go ahead. How could government benefit from this cognitive initiative?
So I would say there are a number of ways. First, a deeper engagement with your end client. So think about how agencies could scale their expertise. They spend an enormous amount on training. Could they scale their training more effectively by building Watson as a means for teaching and learning about their business and scaling that effectively? Or think about an agency, many applications where today in the commercial world, there's a view of putting learning into every product for consumers. But I think about this as building products that adapt to the needs of the soldier, of the analyst, of the investigator, of the field worker. So products that learn and have the ability to adapt for the environment. Changing the operations in order to streamline supply chain that would help in developing lower cost supply chain for the government. And then, of course, there's always discovery, which is one of the more the original examples, if you will, for Watson, which was helping clinicians, helping investigators, if you will, to discover the nuances and the opportunity to streamline outcomes for an agency. So whether that's in the health arena around finding that needle in the haystack, or whether it's in the intelligence community.
All right, let me ask you a practical question, and that is, if someone decides in an agency to engage in this type of computing, how long does it take between when you decide to do it and you can actually start getting results from it?
Well, that's a great question, Tom, because we have a number of commercial applications today that are up and running that are shared services. If you wanted to do a call center as an example, we have support for Watson Discovery today, and a variety of commercial services. If you have a unique area that you'd like to work on, then we have now 2,000 consultants that we are made available to support agencies and clients around the world as they build out a cognitive capability.
All right, so it could be tomorrow or maybe by Christmas, I guess, huh?
That's right.
All right, Ann Altman is the General Manager of U.S. Federal and Government Industries at IBM. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Great to talk with you, Tom. Thank you.
It's easy to share this information.